The world has been watching Ukraine closely in recent weeks as Russia has amassed an estimated 100,000 troops on the border in anticipation of a possible invasion. The Biden administration has alternated between attempts to calm the situation down and warning of consequences for Russia if an invasion were to go forward. At the geopolitical level, the next steps will be vital. But what about how the average Ukrainian citizen could be affected? Author Kalani Pickhart recently wrote a novel about what Ukrainian protesters experienced in the previous decade. It's called I Will Die in a Foreign Land. She spoke with our co-host Steve Goldstein, who began by asking whether she and her novel are attracting more attention because of current events.
Yeah, I've definitely been getting more folks sharing my book and those who have read it with others who are maybe curious about the conflict and how things had started in Ukraine. And yeah, I'm seeing a lot more people are actually like curious about what's happening. When I was writing this in 2016, it was obviously like ongoing already, but it's definitely front page news right now. So I think a lot of folks are looking for more information and to sort of understand the conflict in a way that's sort of digestible, and how, like, essentially just trying to get a sense of the emotional movement of what's going on too. So I think that that's what ends up attracting people to want to share the book as well.
So not seeing it as much from the global conflict sort of thing that many of us are obsessed with, the idea of who are the leaders of these countries, what are they going to do? It's more about actual people and the lives they're trying to lead in the midst of all this.
Yeah, exactly. Like the folks that have been sharing it, which has been like so wonderful, I'm really thankful for all of those who have read it and have been sharing it out there. The book really hones in on a number of characters who are, you know, experiencing the protests that happened in 2013 and 2014, and how the Ukrainian government basically turned on its people. And essentially these Ukrainian protesters wanted to have closer ties with NATO and the EU and, you know, eventually join the EU. But, you know, when you have a Russian-leaning leader, it was really difficult. I feel like these folks in this book have really lived the experience. You know, when I was learning about the protests myself in my MFA program when I was writing, you know, I was moved by the story, and I was moved by the first person accounts that were told in this documentary Winter on Fire that I watched from Netflix. When I set out to write this book, it was really important to me to illustrate the one-on-one perspective of those folks who are experiencing this and who live in Ukraine, and to sort of share that boots on the ground perspective. And I think that that has helped an American audience. And, you know, some of my readers have been really wonderful and reaching out to me and saying like, I've never heard about this, or I've heard about this and it was just really intimidating to me and I didn't understand it, but now I feel like I have more of an understanding for what is going on in Ukraine and why it's actually really important.
Did you have any connection to that region other than, again, being affected by what you learned and watching the Netflix documentary? Because it seems like when you're writing about characters like this and having such a knowledge, I mean, I know great authors do great research too, but was there anything that touched you personally about it in terms of, you know, your background or friends that you knew, or was it just somewhat serendipitous in terms of finding this documentary?
My publisher asked me that question as soon as they were interested in the book. I actually don't have any Ukrainian connection, but I think that what drew me to this was just how unfathomable the idea of your government essentially like turning on you to the point that you are being called to protect yourself. There's these bells at a church called St. Michael's Golden Dome Monastery that they rang these bells back in the time of the Mongol invasion, which was like 1240. And the bells were not rung all at once until 2013 in December, when the Birkett police force essentially like turned on the protesters in the city. And so even though I didn't have any sort of heritage in this, I felt like emotionally, like the significance of that moment was really powerful for me. And seeing footage and really diving in on a number of journalists who were present at the sites. But for me, it's been like an emotional, you know, an emotional journey. And I think that for many writers, that is the case when you're trying to embody a perspective that is not one that you know firsthand.
Has it been mostly or entirely positive feedback from people who are from that region as a sort of thank you for telling our story in this lovely way?
From what I've learned from this is that it takes writers and you know, journalists and just folks caring about learning the other side and essentially sharing that knowledge and that understanding with a greater audience. Many Ukrainians have reached out to me to say that like this is a great book in terms of, you know, illustrating what is going on in Ukraine and the complications of that and the reality that it's not sort of a black and white issue, and that many of them have relatives and family members and friends who are, you know, who also miss the Soviet days or who prefer to speak Russian or prefer to, you know, the idea of Russia coming in. So I think that there's, you know, that's a reality for those folks as well. So I think to hear an American English writing author to share this story alongside those amazing translators who work with the original writers in Ukraine of like the conflict and everything, those folks bringing these stories and these translations to Western English speaking countries, or mostly English speaking countries, is really important to them. So because the more people understand why this is important. And I think that this conflict or this conversation that's happening right now in the, you know, at the very top shows that why this is absolutely important.
That is Kalani Pickhart. She's author of I Will Die in a Foreign Land. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us. Yeah.
Thank you so much.